Consumer groups are calling for an urgent overhaul to laws governing the way lease companies sign up people on welfare. PM's learned that people in remote parts of Queensland are being locked into contracts to lease things like fridges and washing machines at massively inflated prices. Consumer advocates say people don't understand the terms of their contracts and can't afford the repayments. Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge has the story.
Normanton is 800 kilometres from anywhere, nestled in Queensland's Gulf of Carpentaria.
Normanton's the largest town on the Gulf, but in saying that, there's about 1,500 people that actually live in the town itself. Most of them are low-wage earners.
Mayor Fred Pascoe says, like many other remote areas, Normanton's isolation means it can be difficult for residents to get their hands on essential items like fridges and washing machines. So, he says, consumer lease companies have seized the opportunity, signing residents up to contracts to rent what they can't afford to buy.
A lot of people are attracted to that because of their low income. Where they don't understand the trap is that they can pay twice, triple times than what you would do if you went and purchased it outright.
This is the fridge that we had since about mid-2012.
Normanton resident Gavin Toby and his wife signed up to lease a fridge and a washing machine through a franchise of a company called Rent the Roo.
But yeah, they come around with the van and they tell you what they got inside the van and fridges and other white goods.
The ABC has seen Mr Toby's contract, which shows for the fridge alone he was set to pay $6,200 over 3 years in fortnightly instalments of $80. To buy the same model of fridge outright, it would cost about $1,800, or less than a third of what Mr Toby was contracted to pay from his welfare payments.
When I first signed up, I thought it was for a short amount of time. But it turns out that you miss a payment and then you get a notice of default, and so then you find yourself in a panic situation, and then you can't keep your fortnightly payment, so that's what makes it a little bit difficult.
Rent the Roo has told PM it has a rigorous and comprehensive assessment process to determine a customer's affordability of a consumer lease. And it says it has hardship policies in place to deal with concerns of customers when they arise. But the Consumer Action Law Centre wants urgent changes to the system that allows people on Centrelink to use their CentrePay function to be signed up to consumer leases. The centre's CEO, Jared Brodie, says it's a loophole that needs to be closed.
We'd like to see the government make the decision to stop CentrePay being available for consumer leases. We've been having conversations with the federal government about that and the Minister for Human Services, and we're hopeful that a decision will be made. We also think that consumer leases need to be better regulated under the credit code. We think they need to have a much better disclosure, for example, about the actual costs that are being charged and effective interest rate.
The local policeman in charge of the Normanton station, Senior Sergeant Dwayne Amos, agrees.
It disadvantages them even further, and then it causes that next level of social issues where we're not seeing kids getting fed and people aren't making their normal payments associated with utilities and that just for the sake of trying to get a white good.
A spokesman for the Minister for Human Services, Maurice Payne, says the government is concerned some rental companies may be targeting vulnerable consumers. The spokesman says improvements have been made to strengthen CentrePay arrangements, and the government is investigating further measures to address ongoing concerns about consumer leases and improve customer protections.
Amy Bainbridge.